It is 7:08 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
And I'm Antonia Yuhas. So we're taking a look today at California's response and responsibility to Trump's zero tolerance policy, sending shockwaves across the country and through families. And right now at a West County detention facility, the West County detention facility in Richmond, which is also an ICE facility, organizers are getting geared up for a day of protest to challenge this Trump policy and the immigrants that are being held at this facility.
The demonstrations billed as 12 hours starting at 7 a.m., which is exactly 9 minutes ago. So we've got KPFA News reporter Carla West on the scene. Carla, what's going on?
So there are about 40 people gathered here at the West County Detention Facility at 5555 Giant Highway in Richmond. It's the only ICE facility in the Bay Area. As I said, there are about 40 people here right now, but people are arriving and more people are walking across the parking lot as we're speaking. They're carrying signs that say abolish ICE, and first they came for the immigrants. There's a big red banner that says abolish ICE. There are a number of organizations represented here, the National Union of Healthcare Workers, National Center of Lesbian Rights, the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy, Democratic Socialists of America, the Chicana Latina Foundation, Galleria de la Raza, and many, many more. There's a construction barrier in front of the detention center itself. Although we're standing right in front of it, but the barrier would prevent people from going inside. The Contra Costa County Sheriff, the sheriffs are out here. There are several SUVs parked in front of the detention facility, and then there are about a dozen officers right here, and I'm sure many more officers in other parts of the building. I am standing right here with Ada Recinos. She is a Richmond City Council member and a first-generation Salvadoran American. Ms. Recinos, why are you here today?
I'm here because families shouldn't be detained, and due to our stagnant opportunity that we didn't take to do immigration reform, we are now facing Immigration and Customs Enforcement as one of the most scary and threatening things to what this country is supposed to represent. And I think that first we said, let's make sure that the detention centers are good, make sure that people are being treated fairly. But at this point, we know through various reports that Immigration and Customs Enforcement is not equipped to deal with families seeking asylum. It is not the place for them to be. They are not safe. Families are still separated and not together. And I think that we really need to show up as folks who have privilege in this country to demand that we abolish ICE.
Ada Recinos, Brian Edwards in the studios of KPFA here. Have you had a chance to inspect the detention facilities for immigrants inside the jail?
No, I have not. And that's something that I hope to do really soon. I know that I've had a hard time getting communication with folks in the sheriff's office, but I'm going to continue trying. Perhaps, it's just a logistical mistake, but I think at this point, I'd actually like to be able to get a lot of folks from the city to join me.
And I know that the action was just getting started right now. Can you talk about what the plan is for the day and what the hope is for the outcome of today's various events at the facility?
Sure. We want to draw attention to what's happening and really call for an end or reform to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE. I think at this point, we know that families just shouldn't be detained. It's not an appropriate place to have children. They're very scared. Families and folks who are coming from Central America and Mexico have already dealt with a lot of violence, and it is re-traumatizing to essentially jail them for trying to come here and seek a better life.
And this is a full day of events at the West County Detention Facility, protests, vigils, press conferences. Just give us a sense of what's happening throughout the day.
Sure. So right now we're going to be holding, I think, a morning kind of vigil, and then there's going to be press conferences at noon. The rally is going to go on and the kind of protest until 7 p.m. There are a lot of organizations here, like the Richmond Progressive Alliance, a lot of Latino organizations, a lot of DSA members coming together to kind of be here the entire 12 hours to make sure that folks know that we're here, we're present, and kind of bring visibility to the issue.
And there's been protests across the country, perhaps most notably in Portland, shutting down an ICE facility for several days. Is this action in the spirit of those events?
It is. It's in the spirit of we cannot continue business as usual. It is not okay for us to continue supporting or standing by, essentially, and doing nothing about what is happening to these families.
Ada Racinos, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Ada Racinos is a Richmond City Council member, part of the growing crowd of protesters outside the Seoul ICE detention facility in the Bay Area. It is part of the West County Detention Facility. That's a jail run by the Contra Costa County Sheriff David Livingston, who effectively rents out excess capacity to ICE. As far as we know, just to be clear, none of the children or parents who've been separated at the border have been detained there. Many Bay Area residents who've been detained by ICE for other reasons, including people we've interviewed, have been held there pending deportation proceedings. We're going to go now to the congressmember who represents both that part of Contra Costa County and the part where the federal government is apparently proposing a new detention center for families who've been separated. Antonia?
Right. So on Friday, Time Magazine received a leaked memo laying out a plan for the Navy to start opening and operating what the memo called austere facilities for tens of thousands of migrants being detained at the border. And the leaked memo said that several former military facilities would be used in this purpose, including right here in the Bay Area. And in response to that, we have heard some wonderful protests, including from Representative Mark Desaunier, who's joining us now on the phone. So can you tell us first how you found out about this plan and what the plan involves?
Well, first, thanks for inviting me on. And I found out about it through Time Magazine. So we were alerted by Nancy Pelosi's office when they saw it, and that's how I found out. And we have yet to hear a word, even though we've asked the administration and the Department of Defense and the Department of Navy as to its accuracy. We would like to see a copy of it and would like to engage in a discussion, because this is as I've said before, it's just perfect madness that they would suggest this on a number of levels.
Give us more details about what the proposal is as you understand it.
It's pretty simple. Anyone can go to the Time website. We have it on our social media. It's an article that says that they've gotten this leaked draft document that says recommends potentially putting almost 50,000 immigrants. It doesn't describe in any detail who those people would be, whether they would be full families, at both Concord Naval Weapons Station and at Pendleton in Southern California. So the Concord Naval Weapons Station is at the end of a base closure. It's been closed for 15 years. We've been negotiating in good faith with the Department of Defense. The city of Concord spent over $10 million in this process, and to provide for a really wonderful project that would help the Bay Area with its affordable housing crisis. So to have this dropped at us, and I think whoever's doing it has never seen the weapons station. There are old bunkers there. There's really no place to put 50,000 people.
Representative Desaunier, how much of a say do you get as the local Congress representative on whether you get a 47,000 person concentration camp set up in your district?
Well, I support, I was the 14th member to support impeachment of the president. I voted to refer impeachment twice to the Judiciary Committee. I don't think he really gives a damn how I feel. We do not have a liaison with the administration, which is very unusual, extremely unusual, irrespective of party. Usually you have a liaison because they want to discuss, well, they want to have a relationship with members of Congress, irrespective of their party affiliation. This, of course, administration is quite different. So how much effect, I think, is just being as demonstrative with my constituents in the Bay Area to say that this is not acceptable. It's not acceptable on multiple levels, starting with what I would describe as evil and abhorrent family separation program in the zero tolerance stated administration policy by both the Attorney General and the President. So we don't agree with that. We don't want to be party to it. And then there's lots of other reasons, including just the impracticability of putting 50,000 people in an urban area with no infrastructure.
When the memo was first leaked, I think people may have initially had the sense of, this is potentially hyperbole and this isn't something that the administration would necessarily actually put into practice. But then just today, Secretary Mattis said that two military facilities in Texas were already going to be starting to be used to house immigrants, and that they are, because of this sudden and unplanned zero tolerance policy, throwing tens of thousands of people into limbo and being forced to be imprisoned without trial, we do know that they now have to find a place for tens of thousands of people. So do you, and more, if they continue with their policy. So do you think that there is, a good chance that the Trump administration plans to house or jail, immigrants at the Concord Naval Weapons Base?
I think that they will try to force it. I think for him, he's trying to raise his base, people who think that they're being disadvantaged. Some of it's clearly racial. So this all works for what he is doing deliberately to drive the country apart. The solution to the problem is going back to what this administration did for 15 months, which was very similar to what the Obama administration did, was to put resources in the countries where people are fleeing from and seeking asylum in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. We put resources to restore civil society there, so the horrible things that people are undergoing, extortion, murder of their family members, the kidnapping of their kids, we want to be down there to stop that at the source. These folks do not want to leave their country, but they have no choice but to try to seek asylum. They are provided asylum by international law and by U.S. law and due process, so they come to our borders. So what we should be doing is going back to the source and then providing facilities when they come to seek asylum so that they can go through due process. When we look back at when they've been cited and released, almost 100% of these folks have come back for their court case. So this is a fiction that President Trump has done, that they're wandering around the country, that they're gang members. That's not true. He's lying, as he usually does.
And then if 50,000 people are brought to the Concord Naval Weapons Base, and again, I mean, as you just implied, this is pure political propaganda being used during an election season by the president, but that is being played in immediate policy on the ground, that it is, of course, devastating and imprisoning and separating families and their children. And so if suddenly 50,000 immigrants were brought by the Navy to Concord Naval Weapons Base, tell us what they would face there. You know, what the situation is right now with the base, and what it would look like for 50,000 people, families, to be there.
Well, first of all, the site is a Superfund site. We've been going through, the city and the Navy has been going through their environmental documentation for a number of years. As I said, it's been closed for 15 years. The infrastructure is non-existent. It's been falling apart because it's been effectively, it hasn't been mothballed, it's just falling apart. Just the terrain there, if you're familiar with it at all, is mostly in the flat areas, a series of bunkers in the tidal area. It's still an active base with blast zones, so you're prohibited from putting people in those blast zones. The impracticability of the whole process is stunning. But that's not what I think the administration, I think, is a low-level person who's responding in the direction. But I'm afraid that the president, it sort of plays into his optics of the Bay Area would be all aroused, and people in his part of the country, in the red area part of the country, would like that optic. So I think for us in the Bay Area, we have to demonstrate our feelings about what he's doing to families, how immoral it is. But we also have to be smart about what we're doing, because we have to get control of the U.S. House of Representatives in November. Absent that, this president will be further empowered. We won't be able to have investigations. We won't be able to hold him accountable. So demonstrate, be passionate about your feelings, but let's be smart about this and effective, because we want to stop this project. But more importantly, we want to stop this president. We want to remove him from office as soon as possible.
We're speaking to Representative Marc DeSaunier. He's a Democrat representing California's 11th congressional district. That has the dubious distinction of including both the only ICE detention facility currently active in the Bay Area, the West County Detention Facility, where, as you heard, there are protests all day, and one of the military bases that is under consideration for being turned into a much larger detention center, up to 47,000 people who would be held at the Concord Naval Weapons Station under proposal that was published by Time magazine over the weekend. Representative DeSaunier, the other reason we asked to have you on is because of your perch in Washington, D.C. There is immigration legislation expected to come to the floor of the House this evening. This is the quote-unquote compromise bill that is a compromise between the hardline Republicans and some of the moderate Republicans, as I understand it, with no input from Democrats. What do we know about the final shape of that bill?
Excuse me. My feeling is it will probably be defeated. I am opposed to it. It is immigration reform for the most conservative elements with a little nod to some of the more moderate elements of the Republican Party. I don't think it gets enough votes within the Republican caucus, and they won't include us. So in a functioning democracy, both parties should be engaged. We have different perspectives. We have different constituents who have different perspectives. But ever since the Republican Party adapted the Hassett rule, named after a convicted former speaker, where they won't let bills come to the floor unless they have a majority in within their own caucus, it's made this institution more and more dysfunctional. So if they wanted to talk about, for instance, the Aguilar Hurd bill, which is Will Hurd is a Republican from Texas, Pete Aguilar is a Democrat from Southern California, if they brought that bill to the floor, the conservative caucus would vote against it. Most of the Republican caucus would vote against it, but it would pass the House because it gives a pathway to citizenship that's reasonable to Dreamers and to other people who are undocumented here, and it would solve our immigration problems largely. They don't really want to solve our immigration problems. They want to vilify anybody who is not Anglo and say that they're somehow getting an advantage over people it's not going to work. And lastly, on the ICE facility in West County, I've met with the sheriff, I've met with the county supervisors, talked to the county administrator. I think they should get out of that contract. I think the county administrator can make the sheriff whole, and they should be done with it. So I'm hopeful that in the near future, the board of supervisors will work to cancel that contract. It's an embarrassment for us to be the only place in the Bay Area that works with ICE in this regard.
Did Sheriff David Livingston indicate any willingness to get out of that contract?
Not publicly that I'm aware of, but I believe, and I'm not party to them, so I want to be careful, there are ongoing discussions about that. I have been public about saying that the county should void that contract as soon as possible.
I saw some press that said that the county is claiming that it makes twice as much money on every immigrant it detains through the ICE contract and that it's profiting heavily off of it. Is that accurate?
It's I don't know the details of it. The number that I've been told is it's $3 million to make him whole. There is a facility there that when I was a county supervisor, I wanted to get a behavioral health facility that they're using some of these funds for. Having said that, it's not worth that money. It's not. I've been through the facility. They should get rid of that contract as soon as possible. It creates more problems than it solves. It opens them up to both legal and moral liability, so they should get out of it as soon as possible. And I think the county administrator could make the sheriff's department whole so you could still get that behavioral health system. Now, that will come at the expense of other programs, having been a former county supervisor, but that would be a position that I would support if I was on their board, and I would encourage them to do that.
What did you see when you toured the facility that left you so troubled?
I walked through with the sheriff, who I've known since he was a police chief in Pleasant Hill in Concord, so I've known him for many years. It wasn't so much, I was there when they still had an agreement with the advocates and lawyers who came in to speak to the immigrants who were there. It's more the culture that it's created, the accusations against the deputy and sexual assault. It's the accusations by many of the inmates who were there about how they were treated. So I just I think it's in the best interest of the county, and I mean the county as a whole, the constituents and the organization, to terminate the agreement. These are not good relationships to have right now with ICE.
Well, and Congressman Desaunier, you've also called that for a virtual town hall that you're planning to have today at 11:30 on Facebook. Can you talk about what you'll be hoping to talk about on that discussion?
Yeah, so one of the nice things about social media and being 3,000 miles away from my constituents is that I can talk to them fairly quickly. So I actually have a town hall physically on Monday, but I thought that when the whole thing about Concord Naval Weapons Station using social media to communicate with my constituents would be an effective way to let them know what's happening. Unfortunately, since we've gotten so little feedback or no feedback from the administration, there's not a lot to tell them other than that we're being very active and we have the support of the rest of the Bay Area delegation and of our caucus here in Washington, the Democratic caucus. So we'll field questions and do the best we can to bring people up to date. Unfortunately, I don't know how much new I can tell them, to tell you the truth.
What are you hoping that your constituents will do to try to push back against this Trump administration policy?
Well, I'm hoping that what I've seen since this president got elected is that constituents who are newly engaged or re-engaged in politics in Contra Costa and in the Bay Area will do what we've always done well. We'll be passionate, but we'll be effective in terms of opposing the administration. So there will be demonstrations at the weapons station in the near future, and we will organize to make sure that whatever happens, if they're planning to bring this abhorrent policy to our neighborhood in our community, we're going to fight them.
Representative Desaunier, thank you so much for taking time to speak to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
Mark Desaunier is a Democrat representing California's 11th congressional district. There's a big chunk of Contra Costa County. It includes both the West County Detention Facility, the only active ICE detention center in the Bay Area right now, where there's a protest underway until 7 p.m. tonight. It also includes the Concord Naval Weapons Station, currently under consideration to become a massive 47,000-person immigrant detention center.